One thing was very clear. Where the Holy Spirit is, there's power. Power to convict people of sin, repent, right? Later we're going to see power to heal, right? What is it, Paul and, is it Paul and Silas? Peter, silver and gold have I none, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, get up and walk. Power to heal. Power to give wisdom. Jesus had already taught that the Holy Spirit would bring them what? Comfort and peace, right? Peace I leave you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Do not be troubled and do not be afraid. That Holy Spirit, it's the gift bag. It's the welcome package. It's the goodie. Whatever you want to say, it's amazing. The other thing that's pretty clear about the Holy Spirit is that it's mysterious. Even though the kids said they could see air, we really don't see the Holy Spirit. And it's certainly beyond our control. In John 3, remember that story where Jesus is talking to Nicodemus, and where he tells Nicodemus, you have to be born again, that whole John 3:16 thing, you know, for God so loved the world. Well, before you get to that, Jesus says this to Nicodemus. He says, the wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it is coming from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. The wind blows wherever it pleases. Lots of ways to see the effect of the wind, and I don't know how this will work inside here. I had so much fun at Walmart here. This is my new bubble brush. You can see the wind a little bit. See if we can make them go. You can't really predict them, you know, these bubbles, where they're going to go. Particularly when the wind hits them, right? They catch a little updraft, eventually they're going to settle. We're going to go out, I think we're going to play this. But I love this. A dollar Walmart. I think your new grandson's going to need one of these, Jerry, in like 3 years, but you know, of course. You cannot predict where it will go or what will happen. So two questions for today. Have you ever received the Holy Spirit yourself? And have you ever been filled with the Holy Spirit? Basic questions. Have you ever received the Holy Spirit? And have you ever been filled with the Holy Spirit? You see, at the end of this compelling testimony, Peter says this, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So on one level, every person who has been baptized in the name of Jesus, who has repented and believes, has received the Holy Spirit. It's a gift. You cannot earn it. Although there are conditions for receiving it. And what were the conditions? Repent and to be baptized. To repent and obey. But there are conditions is kind of a strong word, but there is a way in which it is received. I mean, for example, it's got to be your birthday in order for you to get a birthday gift. Otherwise, it's just some other kind of gift. It's got to be your birthday to get a birthday gift, right? That's good logic. And you have to repent and obey. You repent and be baptized for this gift to be manifest. That's pretty basic. Glenn Clark says this, when repentance and obedience meet, something is born. Interesting. When repentance and obedience meet, something is born. You take repentance for the past sins and obedience in the present, and you really have there a different way of saying surrender. Surrender. Think about it. It's only after Jesus surrendered and was crucified that the Holy Spirit could be released for us. And there's a corollary there. Only as we surrender our self-centered lives by repentance and obedience that we're ready to receive the Holy Spirit. Gotta make room for the Holy Spirit, basically. And we do that with repentance and obedience. How will we know when we've received the Holy Spirit? How will we know?
You know, because then you start getting all insecure. Gosh, do I have it? Do I not have it? Let me check. It's like, you know, like getting a tetanus vaccine booster. Did I get it? I don't know. Let's check the records. Well, Jesus said this. By their fruits, you shall know them. You know what the fruits are? Fruits of the Holy Spirit. Now here's the quiz. What are the fruits of the Holy Spirit? If you did Vacation Bible School a few years ago, you'd know this. Maybe we need to pull out a song. Love. Love is the first one. Anybody else want to guess the others?
Patience.
Patience is one, yes.
Kindness.
Kindness is another. This is pretty good. We got three.
Understanding.
Yes, long-suffering stuff, yeah, which that sometimes that's the patience one, sometimes that's the, yeah, depends on which version you read.
Peace.
Well, what are the things you want in your life? There you go.
Joy.
Now we're cooking. Anything else you desire in your life? What'd you say?
Forgiveness.
And that translates as faithfulness. You gotta have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, for that is the fruit of God's Spirit. You gotta have goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If I don't sing it, I can't remember them all. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You can find them in Galatians. I didn't make them up. They're listed right there. Those are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. By their fruits, you shall know them. So do you have love in your life? You've got the Holy Spirit. You have joy in your life? You've got the Holy Spirit. You have peace in your life? You've got the Holy Spirit. If you find you have no faith, no peace, no joy, pretty good evidence that you have got a Holy Spirit deficiency. That's like a vitamin B deficiency, got a Holy Spirit deficiency. So that brings me to my second question. Have you ever been filled with the Holy Spirit? Because it says right there in verse 4, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. What's the difference between receiving something and being filled with something? Can you get a visual on that at all? You can take it, there's a lot of ways to kind of think of this. You know, one is you take a glass and you put a little bit of water in the bottom. You've received some water, but is it full? It's not full till it's pouring over the top and running over, right? My cup runneth over, that's full. So there is a difference. And I don't pretend to have this all figured out, and theologians have been batting this around for centuries. But receiving and filling, there is a sense in which the Holy Spirit is a gift that we cannot earn, and yet at the same time, it's something that God wants to give us more and more of regularly. It is something that He wants us to be filled to the top with. That's another Vacation Bible song. Boy, you can tell I'm in that time of year, filled to the top with joy. Here's one of those songs. There is an extent to which we are to seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to ask God to fill us. Get a couple of different ways to look at this, and I'm sure there are other kind of analogies. I'm not a sailor. Who's a sailor? Lisa, you're a sailor, right? So tell us about a sail on a sailboat and how it's slack and then how it fills with wind. What's in between there? What happens? Nothing. So how come one minute it's slack and the next minute it's filled with wind? There's that thing. When the wind catches you, it goes. And you're not totally in control. Sometimes it's, you know, you kind of tilt things around a little bit, or
it's the direction.
Oh, well, I'm not talking about a dead car. That's a whole other problem that sailors have to deal with. That's a different sermon. No, but you can change your direction. Can't change the wind's direction, but you can change yours. Sometimes with that ever so slightest thing, and I don't know if we're going to be able to do this with my little pinwheel, but the slightest direction of the wind, you can catch on a powerful movement. On Thursday, was that Thursday? Whatever day that was. Yeah, Thursday I was at Rangeley.
happened to be going through Grange Lane. I had a few minutes to stop at the cottage, and I picked up this is my collection of pinwheels. I have pinwheels at the cottage at Rangeley Lake all summer long because there's always wind. And there is this theory that the blowing pinwheels will annoy the Canadian geese. So there is a practical purpose. It came out of a practical purpose, but mostly I just really like pinwheels. So I add to the collection, and they get chewed up by the lawnmower or whatever. But so I picked up my collection, and I was sitting on the porch, and there was a good steady wind, as there often is at Rangeley. I had four of them in my hands, and I was just playing with them in the wind and to see what would happen. And you know what? There's a lot you can do with this, because if you notice, if you just kind of go like this, you know, if you do keep moving, there's something for you right there, isn't there? There's something for you right there. And the other one, I don't know if we can, oh, look at, there's wind out there. Look at that. Oh, there's wind. See the wind?
Oh.
See if we can make it stop.
Oh,
now it's not going. Now comes the wind again. It's kind of gusty. So, but with that slightest turn, you got the idea though. With the slightest turn, the pinwheel is going or it's not going. It's either filled with the wind or it's not filled with the wind. I guess that's what I want to kind of give you an image of today. To be filled with the Holy Spirit is to turn ourselves in the direction of God and allowing God to fill those sails. And it's not something that you can manufacture, because the wind will blow where it will, and you cannot control it. But there are conditions in our lives that will help us to be in that place that we can receive it and that we can be filled with it. And the word is surrender. Repentance and obedience. The word is surrender. And I'm not talking about, you know, come to Jesus. You guys came to Jesus a long time ago. I'm talking about surrender. Surrender, which we know, comes from repentance and obedience. It's about letting go and putting our face into the wind. And as we finish, what I want us to do, this whole kind of surrendering and letting go is not a rational experience. So, actually, we're going to stop talking about it, and I want everybody here can get up. We're going to finish outside. Yes, we're going to finish outside. We've got 3 minutes here. Come on up. It's a beautiful day. Much better to kind of experience this. Why should I be the only one that gets to play with the I subscribed with these from some wedding.
I was going to say, there must have been a wedding.
And I got more. Yeah, who wants a pinwheel? I got pinwheels. When was the last time you played with a pinwheel? Oh, it's a bubble. Did I get them all? Oh, there's one more. And I just want you to, play. Play with the wind. There was wind. And no, it's the sugar. You can always count on the sugar wind. The guy with the
there we go. Now it's going.
That's
what
I was trying to do. Oh, check it. Can you make the bubbles go to the left? No? Can you make the bubbles go to the right?
Yes. They're going to the left.
Oh! Yeah. Power!
You've got power now.
I even got the wheel
that's Paris just coming right out of here.
They're going to the left.
You know, it's Paris not going to the left.
A wind chill.
Downhill.
There we go.
Let's give it another
They must have had a meeting with the wine.
Now, worst comes to worst, we can you manufacture your own wind? Sometimes you can just, you just get yourself, there's an image about just getting yourself moving sometimes.
You want to try the bubbles?
Yeah.
I'm not very good at bubbles.
I'll make myself dizzy, but you can do it.
That's a necessity.
Big bubbles. Here comes the wind! Now here comes the wind! I tried to make a kite. It was an abysmal failure. I did bring some frisbees for the kids, but they disappeared.
Yeah, that's good. You're doing good.
Yeah. So what does this feel like?
I'm gonna go.
Good, bad, happy, sad, mad, glad, joyful?
Happy,
yeah.
Smile.
Why is that?
Because it's working.
It makes you feel like a kid again.
Yeah. The wonderful thing about the Holy Spirit makes you feel like a kid.
Yes, it does.
And I hope that you don't forget the picture of Hilda and the pinwheel. Because this is what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. To make yourself available. And to turn into the wind. And you know, if something isn't working, turn in another direction. Anything else come to mind here about this analogy of the Holy Spirit and the wind?
I love that. Yeah. It's not working, just turn in the direction.
And it's not just right here, it could be anywhere in the world. I got a letter this week. I have this sponsored child in Quito, Ecuador, and we correspond, not, you know, like a couple times a year kind of thing. Right. And I've always wondered about, you know, I will end it with something like, may God's blessings be on you and your family, or something like that. But it's Children International, it's not a Christian one, and I don't have any guidelines or anything like that. Well, I got this, she's getting older, so she's writing her own letters now. And she wrote, and she's going to school, she said, and I'm learning God's word, and may the Lord bless you, and I pray that the Lord will bless your health and your strength. And for this week, for me to receive that letter from this little girl in Quito, Ecuador, and health and strength were the things that I needed in my life. And
the Holy Spirit blew all the way from Ecuador to Santa Valley.
Holy Spirit, what is it?
Well, absolutely. Yeah. That's exactly what. I should say exactly. I shouldn't pronounce that, but that's what I would think. Yeah. Anything else before we? Any other observations before we finish?
Yes.
I think you'll know when you're in the right direction and when you're not.
You think you'll know when you're in the right direction?
Definite prediction.
Yeah. And if you slow down enough to pay attention to that, then you can begin to sense it and be more aware of it. Yeah. You can train yourself to, in that sense, to be aware. Anything else? Earl's going to play our closing song, and you may or may not know it, but it's a happy enough song that we should finish. And you got the maybe Barry can hold it for you.